You're welcome to this audio library of Ingathering and Youth Foundation.
Here you'll be communicated with principles that will make you a principality.
Tighten your seatbelt as you take the flight to great heights from the life of this message. Remain blessed.
All right, God bless you. Good evening, everybody. I believe that the Lord is going to bless our hearts tonight, because scripture declares that he never calls the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. And like Pastor Ike shared, let our hearts be open. Every encounter with God never leaves us the same. Pastor Ike, thank you very much. You and your dear wife, I love you dearly. And I'm so honored to see great men and women of God in this place. The Lord bless you. Let me celebrate Reverend Vindi Olu. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. And Reverend O. Daniels, God bless you. Wonderful people. I love them from the depth of my heart. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. That's our desire. So blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. I pray, O Lord, blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Blow like a mighty wind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our time is far spent. Please sit down. God bless you. I may not have the time to finish up what we started, because it's a miracle service, and so we'll have time to pray, and so that we can allow God minister to our needs. I thought we'll be able to finish part two. Remember, I started teaching on the principles of advancement, and we spoke on a few things according to 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. The conference was designed to move us forward. The Bible says, please give us KJV. Let's leave it at KJV. Thank you, my dear. God bless you. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. And I did tell us yesterday that nobody moves just on their own. That physically, when you find men moving and making exploits, doing exploits in this kingdom, that there is an invisible hand that moves men. The Bible says, it is the Lord that advanced Moses. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15. The nation of Israel was standing before the Red Sea. They thought this would be the end of them. And they began to cry unto Moses. And Moses also started crying unto God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That they go forward. Let them know that I am a God that advances people. Hallelujah. That they go forward. Deuteronomy chapter 2. And verse 3, I think it is. Ye have encompassed this mountain long enough. Turn you not words. You have stayed at this level in your spiritual life. You have stayed at this level in your finances. You have stayed at this level in ministry. It says, turn not words. Go not words. It's time to rise. You are on a mountain. You are at a level of results and a level of influence. But God is saying, rise to a new height. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And we began to share a few principles. I spoke about the power of vision as the first key that represents the force of advancement, the power of vision. And then number two, the power of light, spiritual illumination. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul said, I went up by revelation. It took revelation for me to go up. I didn't go up just by desire. I went up by revelation. We go up in this kingdom by revelation. The light, the body of spiritual information that you have access to. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15, the Bible says, the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them. Ecclesiastes 10:15, because they do not know how to go to the city. There is a location, but you need to know how to get to the city. This evening, a dear woman who serves me so powerfully wanted to go and greet my parents, and they happened to be in Jos, and they wanted to greet my parents, and she was looking for the address. They were close to where the family house was, but because they didn't know, they kept going from street to street. And when they called, I said, where are you? I said, no, you missed the street. It took someone to describe it, and finally they found it. The Bible said, the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them, because he does not know how to go to the city. And then number three, we spoke about the power of superior belief systems, the power of a transformed mind. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from. You are brooding, yeah, over all my darkness. You are causing. The assignment of the God of this world is to blind the minds of people so that they do not sustain the belief systems that are responsible for the results that the Bible desires for us to get. You must transit in your understanding and maintain a superior belief system. Will you allow me to touch on at least one or two and then we'll pray? Our time is really gone and I want us to have the time for the miracle service, but I just thought to at least touch one. The fourth key that is responsible for advancement is the power of productivity. The power of productivity. Mark chapter 1 from verse 36 and 37. Mark chapter 1. Saparuski alahaskabataka shibana. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for you. You've heard me say, there are things that when you have, only your tribesmen will seek for you. There are things when you have, only a particular age range will seek for you. There are things when you have, only the poor will look for you. There are things when you have, only the rich will look for you. But there are things when you possess in this kingdom, all men will seek for you. The power of productivity, the power of value. This is very powerful. Exodus chapter 4. The scripture is just coming to my spirit. This is not part of what I... Exodus chapter 4. We'll read from verse 2, then we'll read verse 7. This was Moses having an encounter with the God of the Hebrews. And the Lord said unto him, "What is that in thy hand?" And he told God it was a rod. Moses is lifting up a powerless rod before the God of heaven. And he said, "This is all that I have. When I ran away from Egypt, I did not have the opportunity to take from the treasury of Egypt. And I'm standing, and all that supports me is a rod." Go to verse 7. "And he said, put thy hand into your bosom." And he put his hand and he plucked it out, and behold, it turned into, you know, this and that. Verse 8. When you read from verse 3 to verse, I think one of the verses, 6, 7, 8, one of them talks about him throwing the rod on the floor and picking it up. And the Bible says that this is the rod wherewith, it called it the rod of God, wherewith you will do signs and wonders. It started as his rod, but when he handed over that rod to God, something came upon that rod, and it was no longer called the rod of Moses. It became the rod of God, and that seeming powerless rod was, it became his instrument of signs and wonders. When he got to the Jordan, we got to the Red Sea, he stretched forth that same rod and it parted the sea thither and hither. You may have something that looks insignificant. Grace for singing, a public speaker, you are a man of God called into ministry, you are a businessman. The secret, let me tell you this, listen carefully. Everything that you hand over to God, and everything you pay the price to refine, will become a weapon that God will use to bless and lift you. Listen carefully. Everything you hand over to God, including your life, and everything you pay the price to develop, will always bring you to the place of greatness and to the place of glory. You want to advance? People will not seek you for nothing. People will not reward you for nothing. The world lives on a reward system. Nobody will place a demand upon you if you are not valuable. And the world that we live in today, mediocrity does not pay. You must be exceptional. It is the minimum standard for commanding the attention of all and sundry. You must be exceptional. Exceptional in everything you do. You are a preacher, you are exceptional. You are a businessman, you understand your art. You are a worshiper, a singer, you are exceptional. You are a career person, you are exceptional. Because you see, by default, our world is already full of sentiments. You are Igbo, they say. You are Yoruba, they say. You are from the north, they say. You are an African, they say. So you already have sentiments by default. You are a lady. You are a man. You are young. You are too old. You are black. You are white. And all those kinds of sentiments. It will take a dimension of competence that will cause men to leave all of those biases and place a demand on the grace of God upon your life. Provided there are options to you and what you provide, you will continue being a beggar. You will live at the lower levels of life. You must rise to a point where, with all humility, you can know that there are not many of this kind. Are we together? All men seek for thee. It takes competence. It takes preparation. It takes diligence. Listen to my message, diligence. It's a very powerful message. I made up my mind, and I continue to challenge myself as a man of God and as a leader, that by the grace of God Almighty, I will rise to the highest potential possible in Christ. And I'm not just going to fold my hands and say the Holy Spirit is living in me, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon me. No, you walk your way through diligence. It was Bishop Oyedepo that says, everything works for those who walk it. Behind everything that works is someone walking it out. We have this superstitious belief in Africa that just because the power of the Holy Ghost is there and the grace of God is there, we forgive ourselves and we tolerate mediocrity and we compare ourselves with very low standards, and so we remain small. You must challenge yourself. think from a global perspective. You are in business, you can start from the city where you are, but let your mind look at the globe. Do not allow anybody bully you with any standard. All human beings are made of the same materials. What makes us exceptional is the quality of our understanding. Are we blessed? Productivity is very powerful. You must be diligent. You must be diligent. Second, 1 Kings chapter 7. We'll read 2 verses. 1 Kings 7. And then we'll read 13 and 14. Paruskadia balahashkadabareta. The Bible says, and King Solomon, read this with me. It says, and King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. And then the Bible now gives us a little brief about Hiram. It says he was a widow's son. That means that guy was disadvantaged, of the tribe of Naphtali. And his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And as a result of that competence, he came to King Solomon and wrought all his works. Even though his background was that he was a widow's son, he was so competent. Solomon said, I've been hearing about this man called Hiram. Go and look for him and bring him. Listen, you only receive the reward of kings when you serve kings. In business, when your customers, permit me to use the word regular people, they will only bless you according to what they have. Never rest until you serve the kings of your industry. If you work in a restaurant, can presidents come and eat your food? Until nobles can come. You see, look at me. There are three levels of living. I'm not teaching on finances and all of that, but financially speaking, in fact, there are four levels of living. Two of them are demonic, the first and the last. The first level of living is called survival. It's a dangerous state. That is the state where you can kill or you can do any kind of thing. Survival. The second level of living is called comfort. You are comfortable. Your basic needs are met. The third level of living is called luxury. You have options. The last level of living is called extravagance. Both survival and extravagance will destroy you. But you must trust God to rise to a higher level of life. A life with dignity and a life with honor. Are we together? Make up your mind that you are going to be exceptional. I met this gentleman who does portrait. And I have so many pictures in my house. You know, people try to, some paint, some do all kinds of things. And some of them look like me. Some of them I wonder who they were trying to paint. I'm surprised. I'm saying, who are you, gentleman? What are you doing in my house? You know? But then, every time, do you know that excellence is a language? Like Igbo. If I speak Igbo now, those who are Igbo people, or I speak any other language within your region, those who are of that tribe can hear. Is that true? Excellence is a language, and there are people who understand that language. Yes. When you serve kings, you will receive the reward of kings. After we were done with the brief session we had this morning, I was on my way back to the hotel and I just passed the street leading there and I saw a beautiful work, beautiful artwork. This gentleman just selling it by the street. It was so beautiful, it caught my attention. I said, wow, this is, it was the portrait of a lion. I like a lot of artworks. And then, I mean, this was exceptionally beautiful. And when I saw it, I said, now this is excellent. I told my protocol, I said, make sure you go and get that thing before someone else goes to get it. And right now, as I speak to you, it's in my room. I'm going with it. That guy, when he was praying this morning and said, Father, favor me, his prayer was in my pocket. But his excellence that even though he did not know me, he still took my money today. Some of these superstitious prayers we keep praying and say, God bless me. And you know what you are offering will be wickedness. If that, are we together now? That's right. Wickedness. Because there are people, if I eat your food, for instance, and then you don't even understand what is going on there, and you are sad, you are angry, and yet you are praying and say, Father, let kings don't come to your light. They come to the brightness of your rising. It is Gentiles that come to your light. Kings also have results. So they don't come to results. They come to consistent, ever increasing results. When everybody was coming to Solomon, there was a woman of Ethiopia called the Queen of Sheba. She had her own pride and had her own results. She did not come. It was when she heard about the dexterity of his palace. Then one day in majesty, history tells us it took her about 6 months. It was supposed to take a 3 years journey, but it took her 6 months or thereabout to come to the palace of Solomon. And she was 6 months in that palace. And at the end of everything, when she saw the order, the Bible says she had no breath in her. She said, half of this was not told me. Can I tell you how God leads people many times? God will make your name greater than you really are. So that while you are celebrating that name, you should walk quickly to rise to match your name. If you do not take advantage of that honor, so God will magnify who you really are, more than you really are. So that while people are celebrating you, you can grow quickly to the level where you truly match your name. It becomes a disappointment when your name is greater than you. I will make your name great. It doesn't mean you are great. God magnifies you in the presence of people. And he says, son, I've done my part. Now they are honoring you at the level that truly you don't deserve. Walk quickly to rise to that level. So that the day they meet you, they say, this is not a hype. Truly, this is deserving. There are people I've heard about, I met with my life and I was so disappointed. I said, what sort of nonsense is this? And there are people I've met, and when I met, I said, no, they didn't do them justice to announce the level of excellence. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? Value and productivity. Let's talk about value. Value is divided into two. I'll just touch that quickly and then we pray. The first dimension of value you should develop is called your virtue, your character. More than your skill, the first dimension of value you must develop is called your character. Now, many people have done justice in terms of their skill, their transactable skill. They are intelligent, they can do this, but their character is almost zero. And you will be surprised that you will use bad behavior and a very, very poor, disposition to shut many good doors in your life. Great people are not necessarily looking for skilled people. They are looking for people who have character. A wealthy man can employ graduates and give them 50,000, 100,000. But that man will give someone who never went to school but will never steal his money. He will say, you hold my ATM, you know all my PIN. He can call him and say, use internet banking, transfer 10 million. And yet that other gentleman, he does not trust you. He knows you are educated. Listen, let me tell you this. You must become a man and a woman of solid character. Integrity, diligence, honor and respect. Become a person of character and you will be amazed. There are not many people who have character. There are three tests, three things that will test your character in life. Number one, pride. Pride will come to test your character. It's called the pride of life. Number two, lust. Lust is not just an affinity for women or men. It's an ungodly affinity for things. Includes men, includes women, immorality and all of that. But the whole idea of lust is an ungodly affinity. I want this. Covetousness is a subset of lust. I desire this so much, it does not matter whether I will kill to get it, I will still get it. No. Are we together?
Yes.
If you don't conquer that test, you will never become sustainably great. You have to know the things that are do or die issues in your life. And there are only three of them. Only three things according to scripture are worth your life and death. Number one, your relationship with God. Number two, your family. Number three, your assignment. Every other thing is not worth your life. You have to know what is worth taking your life to. Are we together? Character. Trust God for grace to become a man and a woman of character. Be careful with some of these things you learn around social media. I'm not against social media, don't get me wrong. But we must be careful, because the social media space is like the realm of the spirit. You can fetch anything there. What will kill you and what will bless you? There are people who were well behaved till they started following certain platforms, what you call them, channels. And they began to learn nonsense that will destroy their life. There are people who were respectful, very diligent people, until they started following people who began to mentor them. That for you to be accepted, they call masculinity synonymous with rebellion. Once you are soft and respectful, they say, well, life is not for you. You should be strong-headed like Satan. That means you follow the destiny of the one you follow too. You say you are of, like your father, the devil. The virtues that once made people outstanding in society are now looked at as weak virtues. When a lady is virtuous, respectful, godly, society looks at her as some cheap village girl who is not exposed. But when you are hard, you speak to everybody. That's how I am. Oh, my head is touching. I'm a Christian, but when's my head touched? You know, all those wise sayings that we bring. Society claps for you and says, that's right. You are now a matured human being. Let me tell you this. Watch the lives of people that you follow. Don't just follow blindly. Where are they going? Have you climbed a bike taking you somewhere and the man was boasting that he knew the location and you got to the visit? I said, it's been almost 2 years, so I don't know if he's left or right. I said, sir, I thought you said, I'm in a hurry. I said, okay, let's try this. And you just find out that it connects to the road you are just coming from. And you say, okay, park. And the man says, truly, let me be honest with you, even me, I don't know where we're going. That's how many people are. It's funny, but it's true. We live in an arrogant generation that even at the zenith of our confusion, we still act like we know what we're doing. And when we draw thousands of people, then we turn back and say, do you know what? This 15 years followership you have been doing, I don't know where I'm going. Me too, I'm discovering myself. I forbid it for your destiny in the name of Jesus. Character. Don't see elderly people and insult them and shake them as if, no. What I'm teaching you will make you look cheap until you see the excellency of character. Especially for those of us that God begins to bless. You buy a little jeep, 10 million, 20 million here, and that's the end of it. And God says, so this, all your good behavior was just for this amount. Whereas this is where I want to take you. And he says, no, leave him here. This is the best stage to still get his sense together. Because if he moves beyond this realm, we do not even know what he can become. Humility. Humility. You don't like what I'm teaching? Please like it. Oh, this is the key that makes you exceptional. For sustaining this alone, someone looks at you. And when you get to there, see, there are times you get to certain levels in life where everybody has what you have in terms of skill. It will take character to give you an edge. If it's PhD, everybody has the PhD. If it's a certification in the UK or in America or wherever, everybody has it too. If it's the region they are looking for someone from, everybody's from that region. What then becomes your defining advantage? Character. Imagine that Joseph stood before the king and said, King, you locked me in prison. I'm an innocent person. A woman lied that I raped her, you didn't have the sense to verify, and you lost me for how long? The king will say, thank you, please take him back. I promise you, Joseph will die in that prison. Character. Don't say I was born like that. No, you change. Men can change. Please give me this bottle of water. Gentlemen, this bottle of water. Thank you very much. Watch this. This is called what? A bottle of water. Why is it called a bottle of water? Because the content in it is water. Is that true? If I change it to a bottle, to orange juice, what will it be called? A bottle of orange juice. Your mindset is like this bottle. It is what is inside that defines you. You can change it. There's no such thing as I was born like that. No. Conquer the limitations of your region and become a person of character. Every region has its flaws and its weaknesses. It is your assignment to work in partnership with the Word and the Spirit and transit yourself. You know you are transformed when people can hardly trace you to an earthly region. They shouldn't look at you and say, oh, he's behaving like a Yoruba man. That's how they are. He's behaving like an Igbo man. Aha. Where are you from? Igbo Abi? He's behaving like a Hausa man. This is always how they are. They are as foolish like that. You must get to a point where people, are you really from? The dexterity of your growth, you don't look like anything around your region because you now come from another system and another culture. Are we blessed? Yes. Thank you. Let me teach you. Many of you have listened to my messages. There are four, would I say, phrases or whatever it is now that I always teach that help people. They have worked wonders in my life. Let me teach you. Number one, please, write it down. Please. P-L-E-A-S-E. That word, please. You will be amazed at how many doors can be opened just because you can say please. Everybody say please. It's a miracle service. Don't worry, we are going to pray. One more time, say please. Someone calls you who is about to change your life and you are busy. Call me back. As if you are talking to your friend or you are talking to your mate. No, use the word please. Please is you are giving a message of cautiousness and courtesy. Remember, okay, it wasn't this session, it was in the morning. I taught them that the highest psychological need of any man is the need to be loved, to be valued, and to be appreciated. People will fight you and hate you when you demean them. Are we together now? Yes. One more time, say please. This is a deliverance service. The miracle service has started already. Because some of us, you will be surprised. You went for an interview and they asked you a question, you couldn't say please. And they were just listening to you. You thought they were impressed. They just said, okay, leave, you will hear from us. This is 2016. Till now, 2020 is about to finish. Please. Please, can you help me with this? Not help me with this, please. See, I can't even fake the thing because I've trained myself. One more time, say please. You will be surprised that you are trusting God to enter a godly relationship and every lady is telling you no. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not the will of God for you to move forward. It's just that your bad behavior does not even... that sense of courtesy. Same thing with a lady. Shift. Can you shift? Let me sit down. This chair for only you. You too, you met a chair here. And maybe God is already speaking to the guy and he says, God, no way. No. No. I've given too much to you for this kind of thing. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with. The second that I want to teach you is called I am sorry. Write it down. Not sorry, I am sorry. Don't say sorry. Who is sorry? I'm sorry. I'm sorry is a revelation that we are all humans and there's nothing to be embarrassed by it. Are we together? Yes. I'm sorry has caused, respectfully speaking, lack of I'm sorry has brought divorce, has brought people losing millions in business. I'm sorry. That's it. There are many men, all they need, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My wife, I'm sorry. I didn't see it from this perspective. Especially men, they would rather go round and round. Have you eaten today? What of Junior? Has he eaten too? We thank God for what? Just say, I'm sorry. It's as simple as that. It doesn't kill, doesn't sting. It's as honest as that. I'm sorry. Try it. Say, I'm sorry. Tell your neighbor, I'm sorry. You'll be surprised he has been waiting for it. Yeah? I'm sorry. Don't just say, I'm sorry to God. I'm sorry to everyone. I'm sorry. I didn't see it that way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry just means I admit that I'm human. And that's what people want to hear. It's as simple as that. Number three, very quickly. We're teaching value. Thank you. Write it and say, thank you. Do you know ingratitude, Pastor Ike, has made people to vow never to help some people again, plus their children's children? Have you seen people like that? Have you had people in your life that you helped or your parents helped and they did not have the courtesy to say thank you? You give them rice every Christmas. The only time they call is December 17th, 18th. They just send a text. You see a lot of missed calls. You know that it's because the season is coming. No, thank you. Learn, gratitude is powerful. In this kingdom, gratitude is the seed for more. You are not qualified to have more till you are grateful for the one you have. First to God and then to men. Thank you. And if God grants you grace, make your gratitude specific. Thank you. Pastor, I thank you. The other day you gave me a lift. I am truly grateful. I appreciate this. Every time you thank people, you make them owe you again. They will do it again and again. And that includes God. Are we together? Yes. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not His benefits. Gratitude. It's a very big secret in my life. When you see me thanking God, you almost wonder and say, come, what did God do to you like this? Every little thing. When I started walking in the miraculous, I didn't have to wait until there was a spectacular miracle. You don't thank God for headache, you will never raise anybody from wheelchair. You don't thank God for wheelchairs, you will never speak and change the lives of people. Someone gives a testimony, I have never received favor, but I got 200 naira recharge card. You celebrate it. God, you are still the doer. We honor you. No man can do this. I woke up this morning. Father, thank you. I give you praise. Many people slept and they did not wake up. You have given me the gift of life. And God says, you mean you are talking so much about that? I learned this from my parents. I didn't understand when we were growing up. When it was time for end of year family prayers, it's almost as if you will cry. Because 2 hours can be spent thanking God. My mother forgets that she's talking with people there. And she starts talking and says, God, the other day, when I was on my way to the market, was it not you that helped me? I knew what I saw. She's praying, no? That boss would have crushed everybody. Men will not understand. And sometimes she just feels guilty and she says, I know they think I'm just talking, but me and you, you know. And we are there just listening, waiting for when they'll say in Jesus' name. But do you know what? It's a secret that I've learned today. God, thank you. Thank you for tea. Thank you for bread. Not where is the blue band? It is in the thanksgiving that the blue band will be on its way coming. Lord, I thank you. God, you are watching me. You've not given me admission. And God says, no. Thank God that I even have a work result. Lord, I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Try to do this. Go and lock the door of your shop and thank God and dance like a fool. Lord, I thank you. I didn't have the money to order the goods this year, but I give you praise. They just said that I lost 50 million naira. And ordinarily I would have collapsed. The fact that I'm standing, I give you praise. And I know that there is hope for the living. Lord, I'm celebrating you. It does not make sense. I may not have made profit in money terms this year, but I made profit in wisdom. I thank you. I still did not lose. While you are thanking, heaven is watching and saying somebody is ready to enter another level. You never find me stand before God and complain. No. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for favor. It's one thing to be anointed, but it's another thing entirely for men to love you. You can be as anointed as you can be Jesus yourself. He went to certain places and they cursed him. They said, go out of this place. So when men receive you, you go back and say, thank you. That they can receive of the grace of God upon my life. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Turn it into a prayer in 1 minute. Just thank him for something. You're not wasting your time. These are the forces of advancement. Oh, yes, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shali Baruta Siata. Please pray. Ataba, thank the King of Glory for his faithfulness. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. One more time, keep praying. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well. Listen to my message, the mystery of gratitude. It will change your life forever. I show you a big secret in my life. Gratitude. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. When I'm done from mighty services and God has done great things and people are sending all these text messages, Apostle, you are this and that, I go back and sometimes I just kneel down at the side of my bed and say, Your Majesty, your boy has come again to say thank you for your faithfulness. And God says, in spite of the fact that they were clapping for you, and I say, God, I'm not confused. I know where you took me from. And he says, let's go to the next level. Practice gratitude to men. Let me give you an assignment. Find the top 5 people that God used to help you this year and do something for them. Just do what I'm asking you to do. You may not have money to do physical things, but you can send a text. Don't just send a text and say thanks. You are not wise if you send that kind of text after what I'm teaching you. Thanks is carelessness. It's better to not even send anything. Dearest uncle, this is me coming at the end of the year to say thank you. After a thoughtful contemplation, I cannot but thank you for your kindness. Thank you for sponsoring me in school. Finally, I'm a graduate. This is a graduate with a grateful heart. God bless you. He won't reply, but you have secured your tomorrow. Let me tell you, these are secrets that I'm teaching you. The foolishness that many believers do, and they don't know why a door that was opened yesterday closes today. This is a miracle service already. I want you to return with results. Sometimes the ministries that have invited me for ministration, I take out time personally, the ones I've built a relationship with, and I say thank you. Thank you very much for your kindness. They thought it was a privilege that I came, but I tell them thank you. Thank you for helping me serve Jesus this year. Thank you. I thank my leaders all the time. I celebrate them and I say thank you guys. Thank you for your love, for your support. Go back and do it to your mother. Do it to your father. Do it to your relatives. Someone should not be investing money, time and everything, and you say it's my right. Did I ask you to give that to me? That bad behavior is what the devil uses to padlock many doors. Do it to your manager in the company. Buy wine, 1,000 naira. Instead of buying things to sycophants who will not bless you. Whoever loves you enough to commit, whether they are leveraged of their integrity, don't trivialize it. Don't just thank God alone. Thank men. This is a deliverance for someone already. I'm giving you this assignment. You don't need many people. Write the list of 5 people that this year you sat down and you were saying, where will I get money from? Suddenly an alert came, 50,000. God bless you. Don't ignore it. Go back and let them know that you appreciate it. You have a wife that cooked for you from January to December. Let me tell you, I'm tired of counting. Oh dear. Let's leave that. Let's not even go there. You just thank God for a wife that has both the skill and the sense to cook. Thank God for a husband that can provide. They've never driven you out from rent. Don't say it's my husband. No. My husband, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for making me a proud wife. I love you from the depth of my heart. Laugh and say, why do you need to do this? You will go back and say, God, I knew I got it right. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your direction. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well. One day try a vigil of just thanksgiving. Not to write a list and say, God, be looking. You are there. You are the one who created. These kinds of things. Listen to me. Reorient your understanding. I'm showing you why certain people have become friends of God. They are grateful. Grateful. I look at my life today and I say, Lord, if you never bless me, I still owe you my life. You've done too much. It's not a special number. It's a heart communication of truth. We're discussing character. Or I don't know how we got here. You can earn a living being grateful. You meet your master that you are working for. Thank you so much, sir. I know that I came from a family. You were just supposed to train me. But you give me 100,000 every time. I don't take it for granted. I want you to know that I appreciate you. Maybe your father offended the man. And he's doing what he's doing for you just for the sake of God. Now you have made him love you not just because of your father or your family. You have developed a personal relationship because of gratitude. Please do this assignment I'm giving you. Write a text. When you are looking for a wife, you know what you wrote. When you are looking for a husband, you know what you wrote. When you are looking for a job, you know what you wrote. Settle down and compose a heart-touching, mature text to people who mean a lot to your destiny, even if they are your loved ones. Thank them for what they have done, and you will be surprised to see what will happen. Suddenly he calls you. Uncle, I'm reminding you that morning now. Is it, must you wait till the year ends, ne? I thought you promised. And the man says, you are stupid for this thing you have done. You see, insults you and says, go away. And discusses with his wife and says, honey, if you see anybody from this family, come to this house. Don't open the gate for them. You just shut the gate, not just for you, but for your children unborn because of ingratitude. But you can do the same thing. And the moment you are grateful, God will just move the man's wife to say, I've always known that this man, regardless of what the father or the mother did, this is a very good person. Let's be fair to this family. Let's not punish innocent children because of the mistakes of the family. Suddenly they call you and say, send us the list of your school fees. We will sponsor you till you are done with the university. Many great doors is a little key that opens them. Hallelujah. Let's go to the business of the night. I have to stop here. To be continued one day when the Lord will grant us grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Psalm 63. God bless you. This gratitude thing touched me, even on stage here now. I feel like just driving you people away and just sit down here alone and just begin to recount and tell God, thank you. Go home and try it. Learn gratitude. Learn gratitude. Learn gratitude. It will open doors for you. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for you. My flesh longed for you. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What do I long for? To see your power. This is one of the keys for advancement. And thy glory, so I as I have seen in the sanctuary. Look at me. It takes power to advance in life. It takes power to move forward in life. More than your skill, more than relationships, it will take the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to move a man from one dimension to the other. And the psalmist said, I long to see your power in my life. I long to see your power in my life. The outworkings of your spirit. I long to see your anointing. The graces that you have put that help men to command unusual results. I desire this grace in my life. I long to see your power. Now listen. When you come to meet me and say you want to buy water, what do I give you? Money. Money is what is converted to that water, isn't it? When I give you money, I've given you the power of purchase and the power of conversion. Now listen, when you come to God, anything you ask God for, what He gives you is not that thing. He gives you power. It is that power you will return with to the earth realm and exchange it for what you want. Lord, I want protection over my family. There is a requisite dimension of spiritual power that guarantees that protection. So He supplies that power. You bring that power to the earth realm and engage it through understanding. And a spiritual fortification is built around your family. Are you understanding this now? Yes. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's start from verse 1. Is it 1 Peter? 1 Peter or 2 Peter chapter 1. His divine power. What's the scripture? Hath given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. That's the scripture I'm looking for. Is 1 Peter right? You people are not Bible students. 2 Peter 1. Let's start from verse 2. Thank you. Grace and peace, he says, be multiplied unto you. Look up, please. Grace and peace can be multiplied unto you. And it says, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. According as what? His divine power hath given unto us. How many things? How many things? So it is His divine power that gives all things. Favor is part of all things. Protection is part of all things. Healings and miracles, all things. Advancement, all things. That whatever you need in this realm, it is His divine power. Your faith is simply a connection point to His divine power. Lord, I need prosperity. It is His divine power that translates as the power to make wealth. Lord, I need to subdue the enemies that attempt to work against the counsel of God in my life. and he releases his power. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in your ways. Through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies shall submit themselves to you. It takes power to stand tall in this wicked world. It takes power to make progress. It takes power to start and finish anything. We have a slang in Nigeria and in Africa. When you see someone doing very capital projects, you say, wow, strong man. This man, you are strong. What you mean is you have financial strength or you have connection. Power. The ability of the Spirit at work in a believer. You want to do ministry with signs and wonders. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. There is a requisite dimension of unction and grace upon your life. Believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Believe in His divine power. That is the agency that is responsible for manifesting possibilities in your life. Without the power of God, your Christian experience will be barren. You will never truly make progress without power. It takes power to build a great business. It takes power to build a great ministry. You do not know the forces that attempt to sit on the destinies of people. They sat on the destinies of your parents, your grandparents. Now here you come and you tell them, I'm not going to allow you sit upon my destiny. It takes power to dislodge principalities and powers. The power of the Holy Ghost. I came from a region where you never rise from that region and become global. No. The only people who have become global from that region, in fact, if any, may just be maybe military people. Because I come from a lineage of warriors. And so that's just the area. But as far as exploit is concerned, and I made up my mind that I will rewrite the rules again. It looked like I was stupid when I was doing it. Shift from the way of a man who God has held his hand with his right hand of power. Because you will be wasting your time trying to stop that man. The power of the Holy Ghost. How shall these things be? Mary said, seeing that I know not a man. The angel didn't say God is alive. It says the power of the highest. How shall these things be that in 3 months I will be in my own house in Asaba? The power of the highest. How shall it be that from today I will contact a grace for signs and wonders? How shall it be that rise from this city that the entire globe will hear voice? Every time it looks impossible, it means only the power of God can do something about it. I've seen God do impossible things in my life. Do you believe what I'm teaching you? Power. We're about to pray, but it's very important. He is here working miracles. I worship you. I worship you. You are here turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Who knew that a song that a woman would sing somewhere in Nigeria, but when the power of the Holy Ghost came upon it, it moved with grace. Years ago, the Lord told me that I will put angels that will lift your messages. I will give it wings and it will go to the ends of the earth. And when God said it, I believe Him. And today this teaching is in the palace of kings. It's in the place of nobles, shifting and changing nations. There are churches outside this country that play my messages for midweek service. That's all they do. Audio. Even before the video started coming online. Audio. With the sound quality that is not at its best, they will enjoy it and sit down as an enlightened congregation. Do not downplay the power of the Holy Ghost and what it can do. When God tells you, I want to do this in your life, the power of God is the force that ensures compliance. We make miracle walk, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God.
I call you now, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Waymaker. By His power, He can shift things. There are people God has told me, I will make you meet them. And I said, ah, God, how will I meet these people? And I just remembered, God, forgive me. I've worked with you too much to ask that kind of foolish question. The power of the Holy Ghost. One of the men God said I would meet, very great man. These are the people that enthrone kings in this nation. They are kingmakers. The man became sick recently. And someone advised him and said, send for Apostle Joshua Selman. And he called immediately. He said, come to his house. There were piles of governors waiting in his office. He said, come. And I said, God, you said it. If I didn't have the power of the Holy Ghost, what will bring me to the palace of kings? Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. Whilst you are seated, in 1 minute, I'd like you to pray and say, Father, the dimension of power that must come upon my life. I'm tired of ordinary living. I'm tired of ordinary business. I'm tired of ordinary motherhood. I'm tired of ordinary ministry. I'm tired of ordinary academics. Please pray. I'm tired of ordinary living. You're not a man, oh. You're not a man, oh. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. That's the God we serve. He's not a man, no. He's not a man, oh. You're the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, Jesus, no one like you. Hey, no one like you, no one like you. No one like you, Father, no one like you, Master. You're the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, Jesus, no one like you. No one like you, Eze, no one like you. Shalapakarato sadabakatalikata. Ah! No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything, no one like you. You're the God of everything, no one like you. Hear me? It takes power to have a fulfilling ministry. Hear me? People must return back with real results for them to acknowledge the grace of God upon your life. We're in a generation where people are tired of stories. When you tell this person, go back and return with a testimony, and he does return, he will not come alone. In the Bible, when immediately Jesus announced his messiahship, the first proof of it is, hey, madam, stretch your withered hand as a proof that I am Messiah. Listen, you need power to move forward in life and in ministry. We're planning expansion of our ministry and going to the US and to UK. And a group of these people just came, and before I would say Jack Robinson, they went to open an office for me in the US. I said, be patient. They said, no way, we can't wait. Now, let me tell you, I know they love me, but it's not just because they love me. They know that your entrance into any system is the ark of God coming. Can I tell you this? You must pray and cry for real power
to come upon your life, the power that causes changes, that the day you say, let's pray, and you pray with that person, by evening a door has opened, it will be impossible to ignore you. Impossible to ignore you. Impossible to ignore you. When people are blessed and changed, they will come and support whatever you stand for. You have a building project, they will come and say, please, let us be part of this. Why? Because we have discerned the power of God in your life. The psalmist said, to see your power and your glory. We are really going to pray for spiritual power. For many of us, when we talk of spiritual power, all that comes to your mind is falling down and standing up. Power is more than that, though. It's the force that ensures compliance. The assignment of power is to make the word of God come to pass by force. If God says you are blessed, there is a requisite power that must stand to ensure that anything that is not the blessing coming to your life, it will scatter it into pieces. Every time God speaks to you, that word is at the mercy of his power to come to pass. So when God says nations will come and breast you, that you will suck the breast of kings, that is just a statement and it's almost jargons without power. That's just a storyline. But when the power of God comes, it will leave you and go and draw those kings that the Bible says you will suck from. It is that power that will force them to locate you. It's the power of God that stabilizes your stand in this life and ensures that time does not push out your relevance. Because without power, you will fade away with time. You see people rise and excel in a particular season. This is not backsliding. Time just blows them away. And they sit down, they are part of history. It's power that keeps you fresh and relevant. How do you warm your food? Is it not fire you put under? When you bring out your food that stayed overnight, you put it in the fridge and it was closed. How do you warm it? You set fire upon it. And when fire begins to burn, something happens. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, everything I say to you will not come to pass. I assure you. Even if it is scripture I'm quoting, be blessed. May the hand of the Lord bless you. I lay hands on you. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, you can sow a seed, carry your seed and drop. You just donated money. You would have gone to eat with it in a restaurant. You just dropped it because the force that gives it life is not there. Someone pray again. Lord, I need power in my life. This is a miracle service. Are you praying? Lord, I need genuine power. Power for the impossible. I need power. I'm tired of stories. I'm tired of explanations. The Bible says the earnest expectation of creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God, not the explanation. Believe me, you need power for your marriage to work. You need power for bills to be paid. You need power for the influence of the Spirit over your life to spread to every nook and cranny. This is our last night together. Pray. Listen, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to roll the reproach in your life. Can I tell you this? Look at this. Reproach is like a mountain that stands before you. You can push it by your own strength. Get out of my life so that I can have some dignity and honor. And that reproach will refuse to leave. But it takes an engracing from the Spirit that you clear that thing out of your way. Reproach of 21 years. Reproach of 10 years. Get out of my life. This bed waiting. Get out of my life. This pile. Get out of my life. It takes power.
Taking the pain and the sorrow away. You've given me peace undeniable. There's no need to cry 'cause you're always with me.
You're my Father, my heaven.
It's your language. Go ahead.
Oh, my.
Prophesy to yourself. Hey. That's what God is doing. He's rolling away reproach from your life.
Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice and sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to start my prayer. We're going to be very brief. But please, this is not for everybody. But you know there is an age-long captivity in your family where nobody rises. Come and stand out here quickly. Please make sure you don't just come out carelessly. Please make sure you understand what I'm saying. That you know there is a captivity. Nobody at all seems to rise in your family.
Taking the pain and the sorrows away, you've given me peace undeniable. There's no need to cry, cause you're always with me. You're my Father, my everything. You're my Father, my everything.
Listen to what you're singing.
He's your Father, your everything. You're my Father.
I want to pray for you. Listen. Listen to me. You are not the first to have captivity over your life. Before I came, the only successful person almost from my entire lineage was my father. Nobody could rise beyond that. It was when God broke me through that I dragged everybody and said, you must all be successful. So don't be ashamed that you are standing here. Many of our loved ones are sincere. If they had the power to break this thing, they would have broken it. I'm going to pray a prayer for you right now. You will return back to your seat. But I want you to believe in what I'm praying for you. You will marvel and wonder at what begins to happen to your destiny. Are we together? Father, please help those under the anointing while I pray. Because I really want, there are spirits that I must cast out right now. There are demons that are sitting. You don't have to kneel because of space, please. If you kneel, there will be no space. But I'm going to pray that prayer. And the power of God is going to come on certain people. There is the siege of darkness. For some of you, physically you look like you are okay. But in the realm of the spirit, there are chains tying you down. We must end this right now. Father, I declare by the Spirit of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, there are people here who are under all kinds of yokes and captivity, tying down their lives and their destinies. In the name of Jesus and at the count of three, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that this yoke must be broken from your life. The Bible says the yoke shall be taken off from your neck, the burden from your shoulder. It shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Therefore, I declare in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, get ready. I'm seeing fire coming on people. 3, right now I break that yoke. I command that spirit, go out of them now. Shiparus kabarute shelekata, embregete kataba, be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Agree with me. I cast that demon. I cast that devil. That spirit sitting upon your life. In the name of Jesus, be delivered right now. That age-long captivity, that siege that your father could not break, that your mother could not, In the name of Jesus, that seed that say you will never rise, that men will never see your face, I stand by the God of heaven. I tear that veil from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I'm still praying. You'll go back to your seat shortly. But every legal access that Satan has over your life, because the Bible says even the lawful captives, there are times that people are under captivity legitimately. The ignorance of the fathers brought their families under siege. But in the name of Jesus, I declare by the blood of the eternal covenant that for every one of you who is out here, that the devil on legal basis is plaguing you, whether with poverty, whether with death, whether with delay, whether with retrogression, whether with rising and falling down. Spirits that come to sleep with you in the night while you are sleeping. Shabarikata, fire is falling right now. Help them, fire is falling right now. That this spirit, you see yourself in secondary school, writing exams that never finish. In the name of Jesus, right now let the power of God come upon you. I break that yoke, I break that yoke. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. There are many of you here. Just when there is a time for promotion, you go back to sleep and someone comes to molest you. And you get up and every favor that should happen, a door of business is about to open to you. Suddenly you are seeing yourself in primary school, writing exams. You are seeing yourself in an old house. What are you doing there again? The Bible says, forgetting the things that are behind. Every spirit that keeps taking you to your yesterday, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it break now. In the name of Jesus, let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. Let it be broken now. I tell you, there is massive deliverance going on here. Enough is enough. You are a student, you teach others, you conduct tutorial for others. But as soon as you enter the exam hall, it looks like a spell is cast upon your mind. You write rubbish till you come out. Later in the evening, you are bathing, you remember every answer. In the name of Jesus, the cloud that is sitting on your mind, that is causing you shame and reproach, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I declare, be delivered now. Be delivered now. One last prayer and then you go back to your seat. Look at me. There are people, the moment you hold money in your hand, there is a spirit that is sent to you. Things start happening in your life and your family until that money finishes. Father has malaria, just when he's recovering. Mother has typhoid, just when it's your car spoils, just when it's happening. So when the money finishes, every problem goes back. In the name of Jesus, the devourer that eats up the blessings of God upon your life, I come tonight by the rod of a higher priesthood. Remember, you are not standing for yourself alone. Think of your loved ones, think of your children as you stand. I cast her, help her, help that lady. I cast that spirit in the name of Jesus out of them now. Release their families. Please go back to your seat and concentrate. Let's continue the service quickly. Go back to your seat rejoicing. Go back to your seat quickly. I'm still praying. Haruza siyada haskala baruda siyada. Lift your voice, everybody. Shout it after me. Say, in the name of Jesus. Please be serious. Be serious. Say, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every force causing disfavor in my life, my family, my children, my loved ones, my career, my ministry, you come under judgment this night. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Declare ye thou that thou mightest be justified. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. My feet, my hands, my head, I command, go forward. These are symbols of advancement in your life. Lift your voice and pray. Be serious. Pray. Shikatabata. Your feet, a symbol of your direction. Your hand, a symbol of your productivity. Your head, a symbol of your glory. I command you, go forward. I command you, move forward. Go forward. Go forward. No more delay. No up today, down tomorrow. Go forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You help people achieve things, but that result never happens in your own life. This is what the Lord is ministering to me. You have escorted people to find blessings in their life. You escort people, you are discussing about job. They pick them and they leave you there. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. That spirit that makes you a spectator and never a participant in divine things, I command right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, may that spirit live your life forever. May that spirit live your life forever. May that spirit live your life forever. The power of God is going to come on certain people right now. Just be patient with me. We will not take too much time. And these people that I see, they have been destined to be the ones to lift their family. But there are spirits that are tracing their lives. I see the Lord is ministering to me that those people, there is an unction on them to be the ones who will lift up their families. Help that man. That's one of them there. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now I stretch my hands. By the Spirit, if you belong to that family, you will never stand the power of God. There are people here. Bring them out. In the name of Jesus, you are destined to be the one that God will use to lift your family. But there are spirits stopping that to happen. Right now, by fire, at the count of three, the fire of the Spirit is locating them. It's time to release your destiny for the sake of your family. One, two, bring them out. Please, whether you are an usher or not, help them so they don't injure themselves. Bring them out. Three, may that fire locate you right now. May it locate you right now. Bring them out. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, Yahweh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring them out, please. Whether you are an usher or not, help them. So, Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh, oh yeah, yeah, say, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Yahweh. I'm still praying again. God is setting people free. That anyone here, you are the one that the grace for the deliverance of your family is on. But the devil has blinded. These are not just all of them. The Holy Ghost is telling me there are still more people. There are spirits that are trying to stop people from receiving. Lord, from the front to the back, may the fire of the Holy Ghost locate those people right now. Bring them out. Locate them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Set you free for the sake of your family. It's time for them to rise. It's time to rise to greater heights. Bring them by the Spirit of God. Please. whether you are an usher or not, just do the work of an usher. It's time to set you free. Bring them out. I want to pray for them. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Every one of you out here is representing a family, not just you. You are representing a destiny, and this Spirit will not let you go. But right now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, how forcible are right words. I'm still seeing fire burning. I'm still seeing fire burning in this auditorium. I'm still seeing fire burning. There are custodians of destiny whose destinies have been under siege. Jesus abakatosa likata, ebrekete katakatakata. You must release them in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm about to pray a prophetic prayer that will go to the foundation of every family and dig out everything that is not the Christ. Now, for all of you who are brought out here, there is an unction on your life for your destiny, but there are age-long spirits. I'm about to make a pronouncement to the realm of the spirit. I speak to these principalities and powers. You know my voice. I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. At the count of three, release these families and this destiny. One, two, three, go, 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 go. Out of their lives, out of their destinies. Release the virtues. Release the graces. Release the unction. Release the marriages. Release the liftings. Release the job. Release the open doors. Release the children that you have tied down in these families. Everyone lift your voice and begin to pray. My life is released. My destiny is released. Everyone, you are praying. Please take this prayer session serious. Everyone, you are praying. I release myself from every chain. The chains that have held me down, held my family down. It's time to be released. Hallelujah. I'll pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is showing me a vision here. Wow. This is serious. The Lord is telling me that there are some of you, you are gifted, you are blessed, but in the realm of the spirit, there is a veil covering you, head to toe. This is what I'm seeing in the visions of the Lord. Everything God has given you can't seem to find visibility. You are gifted, but it looks no one is seeing you. I'm about to tear that veil now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, anyone under the sound of my voice who is gifted and blessed, who should be located by your helpers, and yet because of this, I'm telling you, I'm seeing garments, like garments, you know how they dress like hijab. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. And there are people physically, nobody can come through for you to help you. Right now at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. And as you shout the name, fire will burn off that veil and release you to be seen, and that what you carry will be appreciated. Right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will honor your word according to the vision you have shown me. Are you ready? One, two, three, shout Jesus. I command that veil be torn now. I command that veil be torn now. Saparita tote seleketapa, be torn now. I give you visibility in the spirit, visibility in business, visibility in your academics, visibility maritally, visibility financially, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a little girl that was standing here. Where is she? I think she was standing with her mother, one of the little girls. She was sitting here. Is that girl in this place? Bring that girl for me.
In your name, we will rise. Adonai, you reign on now.
Where is that my wonderful daughter that was singing worship here? Where is she? Come. This girl, you see, a time will come when the nations will be hearing her voice. This lady you are seeing. Where's the lady? I can't see her. Come, my dear. This is my adorable lady. This lady you see, I'm seeing what was on Esther, Queen Esther, on this lady. It's a grace for royalty. And I'm going to pray for her. And you came to join her, I'll pray for you both then. But I want you to stretch your hand in 1 minute. Pray as if you are praying for your own child. Father, take this our precious daughter to heights and realms. Keep her from the company of wicked and unreasonable people, destiny destroyers. In the name of Jesus. What's your name, darling? Amanda, very wonderful lady. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amanda, I prophesy and I speak over your life. You will become like Esther. I pray that you will meet your Mordecai. May Mordecai introduce you to Haggai, the keeper of the king's virgins. And may Haggai show you the secrets of the palace. And in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, that you will find a Lazarus who will cause you to walk in destiny. We make this happen by the Spirit. And we declare that all who know you will celebrate you. And your enthronement will become the deliverance of many. And for you too, darling, I pray for you. You have come out. May the Lord bless you. In the similitude of the palace, he will give you beauty and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you. Who is Emeka? I'm going to pray for the sick shortly, but I'm hearing a name, Emeka. Emeka. What do you do? What do you do? What's your name? You are Emeka. What's your name? What do you do? Good. Ivanka. This is the person I'm looking for. Let me pray for you. God is going to lift you. Eh? Which bank is that? Is it true? He's a banker here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for you in public. I speak elevation. Should I tell you what I'm seeing? How long have you been in the banking?
3 years.
3 years. I'm seeing a plane carrying you to Lagos. I don't know whether this is good or bad, though, but I'm seeing a plane carrying you to Lagos. And it's a higher dimension of promotion. Hold my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I shift this your son. Step into a new dimension in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have the same name with my head of protocol. Your name is Victor. Where are you? Victor. I'm hearing that name. Victor.
Wonderful you've been. You are glorious.
Please stand up.
Faithful in all your ways, my help and my reward. You are glorious, my God. Beautiful you are, wonderful you've been. You are glorious. Faithful in all your ways, my help and my reward. You are glorious.
What do you do, my friend? I want to pray for you. There is a grace for leadership on you. I want you to read. Go and look for Miles Monroe's books and read. Any one of them you find on purpose and on leadership, go and read it. There is a great leadership grace upon you. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. May that grace come upon you and shift you to a new level in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The power of God is going to come on someone. And you know, sometimes I don't know why God does that. With a loud shout, please just bring that person here. I want to prophesy to the person. I just saw that mighty hand of God just locating that person. Who is it? Becky, they call you, or Rebecca? It's like your name is Rebecca, but Rebecca or Becky or something like that. Who is that? Please, we have to hurry up. I want to pray for the sick now. I'm hearing that name. If you are the person and I call you, you can just indicate by wave of hand and then you come very quickly. I'm hearing a name, Chuku, like Chuku something Chuku. There is something before it. The Chuku is the last phase of the name. Maybe like, what's your name? No, there's something before it, before Chuku, not just Chuku like that. What is it? Izu or Uzo Chuku or something? Who is that? You are the one, Izu Chuku. What's your name? I want to pray for you. What do you do? Okay, you are that gentleman that showed me. You are the one. This gentleman you see, I'm seeing you go abroad. There is the grace for wealth on this young man you are seeing. I want you to believe what I'm telling you. He looks young, he may not look like it, but the dimension of resources that this young man will command will surprise many people. Be faithful. Be faithful. Love God with all your heart and remain connected. I want to pray for you. Oh, he made the cloth you are wearing. Oh, this is fantastic. This is beautiful. When you dress kings, you will receive the reward of kings. I place upon your hand the grace for favor. I open up a new territory for you in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is the worshiper lady. Is this her? Stand up. I want to pray for you, my dear. The Lord himself is going to place an anointing on your voice. Your voice will go with the healing and the prophetic from today. These two graces, do not forget. The healing and the prophetic. You will raise sounds of worship. They will start inviting you in strange ways in this land. It's like suddenly a veil is open. And every program wants to invite you. Don't be afraid. Make sure you love God more than money. Make sure you love God more than all these men. When they come, drive them away. Focus on Jesus and serve him with all your heart. In the name of Jesus, fresh grace for you. I declare by the Spirit of the living God. Pick her up. In the name of Jesus, I speak. Father, let the voice of prophecy, let the voice of healing, what's her name? Peace. In the name of Jesus, I anoint you and I declare, Asaba, hear her voice. In the name of Jesus, the southeast of the Niger, hear her voice. I begin to connect you to strategic people. They will start listening to your songs and placing a demand on you. In the name of Jesus, you will walk on yourself, and a day will come, you will stand, and all the people you now admire, you will sing with them. I declare by the Spirit of God, let it be so for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord wants me to pray a prayer of, oh dear, our time is gone. But can I pray a prayer of restoration? Because there are people who have lost things. Some of you really lost money this year. Some of you lost opportunities. Some of you put money in investments that just crashed and went away. The prophetic is the official authorized spiritual avenue for restoration. From Genesis to Revelation,
We give you worship, worship, the highest praise to the King. We give you worship, worship, the highest praise to the King. We give you the highest praise to the King. We give you the loudest praise to the King. We lift up holy hands, highest praise to the King. You have taken all my shame. You have taken all my sorrows. You have taken all my weeping. You have taken all my tears. You have taken all reproach. You have taken all the sadness. You have taken all my pain. You have taken all my weakness. You have made them yours. The highest praise to the King. He is taking all your losses. He is taking all the sorrow. He is taking all the weakness. He is taking all disappointments. We give you, we give you, we give you the highest praise. We give you, we give you, we give you the highest praise. We give you.
Alas, master, for it was borrowed, and the axe head fell. Do you know what made the axe head fall? They said, where we meet with you is too small. Let us move forward and go to the Jordan. It was a quest for advancement. And while they were cutting the trees, all of a sudden the axe head fell. And he said it was borrowed. And the prophet said, where fell it? Let me speak to someone here. You are saying, alas, it was borrowed. That money was not my own. It was a loan I was given. I was given to supply goods and something happened. Now I am in debt. I was supplying the car and something happened. I was building and there was a problem. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the Spirit of God, I command by prophecy, between now and the next 3 months, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, everything that has left you, that should not have left you, I call it back by prophecy. I call it back by prophecy. I call it back by prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for the sick. And then we'll pray for destiny helpers. Many of you are at a point in your life right now where you need the right thing. Listen. It is not every available person that helps you. It is the one sent to you. There were many widows in Zarephath, but to none was Elijah sent. Just because people are available. I don't know what it is. I'm seeing something on this lady. Okay, you have husband and wife. I remember. There is, your wife is stepping into a strange dimension of favor. See, there is a spirit that has tried to tie down the glory of this great woman. But in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let the oil that distinguishes you two, oh, that grace is coming on you. It's two of you I'm praying for. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus. That oil for glory and greatness upon you as a couple. Receive that grace now. It will mantle you. And in the name of Jesus, doors will start opening on their own. Strange doors and strange opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to pray for the sick. I apologize, our time is gone. Please lay your hands where you are trusting God for miracles. I believe in the power of God. Come. That lady with brown hair, come. I want to pray for you. Where's her family? They didn't. No, there's someone, you are not alone here. Where are you? Come. I want to pray for you. That every attack over your family program for 2021. I want to cancel it now. Huh? But okay. I want to pray for you. I'm seeing an attack. We have to pray. This is coming in the area of health. And I see what is not supposed to be good next year. But we cancel this. Dominion is the ability to see the schemings of darkness and to veto it and to cancel it. Father, these people are workers in the house of God. And I declare by the Spirit of the living God, the Bible says, they that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. That even in old age, they will be fat and flourishing. That nothing in your life will give the devil legal access to plague your family. I plead the blood upon the lintel of your family. And I declare that when the spirit of death, the waster and the avenger, that when they come, they will not find anyone in your family. I shut the voice of mourning and lamentation from your family. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory will not depart from the tents of the righteous. I declare that it will remain so all through 2021. No bad news for you. I use them as a point of contact to prophesy over someone and a family that the devil is already programming, whether it is death, whether it is sickness, so that it will be that you enter the new year as a family, but you don't finish as a family. In the name of Jesus, every spirit in partnership with human spirits to see to it that evil comes upon you, may their evil return back to them. In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, shout Jesus as loud as you can. You, this lady. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over you. I'm seeing something that God is removing from your body. I challenge every medical report. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare by the Spirit of God, nobody will diagnose you with any growth in your stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Now, please place your hand. I want to pray for you quickly. I'm glad you wrote your prayer requests. I'm going to pray on them. Please, wherever you are trusting God for healing, lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. Let's do it quickly. We have 2 or 3 minutes for this. And I want you to agree with me. I'll pray with you now. You can stand in for your loved ones by faith.
We will shout hallelujah, we will shout praise the Lord. We will dance in the spirit and rejoice. We will shout hallelujah, we will shout praise the Lord. We will dance
shilabaradozaziyakata
baradabaladakatashiyaka. We will shout hallelujah, we will shout, praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, please say amen. Shout it, say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that is responsible for infirmity in lives and families here represented, I curse you right now by the blood of Jesus. I curse you now by the blood of Jesus. I curse you now by the blood of Jesus. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, be healed now. Be healed now. Be delivered now. Be healed now. Migraine headaches, be healed. Pile, be healed. Peptic ulcer, be healed. Irregular flow, be healed. Lumps and growths of all sorts, be healed. Bedwetting, be delivered from it now. Eye conditions, be healed. Ear conditions, be healed. Blood conditions, be healed. Recurrent sicknesses, you treat it, it comes back. You treat it, it comes back. Be healed from that demonic pattern. Skin problems, be healed. Bone problems, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Every family member connected to you who is sick, and the devil is trusting that they will continue to go down till they die. In this conference, in the name of Jesus, I minister life to them. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, I'm seeing that you have a problem. I don't know if it's that you don't smell well, or there's something with your nose. Be healed right now. I'm seeing someone around your groin area. You have like a lymph node, but that lymph node is painful and it doesn't seem to go. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing severe pain around your chest region. Very severe pain. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is healing you right now. Now, whether I mentioned your case or not, I declare to you by the Spirit of the living God, be healed right now. I speak to your loved ones wherever they are. May the angel of the Lord's presence go right to your homes and bring healing for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray on this request. I have a covenant of answered prayer with God. And I want to lay my hands upon your request. If you are here to drop yours here very quickly, we have a few minutes. But you can do it very quickly. Something you know must live your life now. Something you know you do not want to see. Please believe it. That these Egyptians you see today, let's be patient for 1 minute so that they will drop it.
You will shout, hallelujah. You will shout, praise the Lord. We will dance in the Spirit and rejoice.
Help me, Victor.
We will shout, hallelujah. We will shout, praise the Lord. We will dance in the Spirit. We will shout, say, we will shout. Hallelujah, we will shout, praise the Lord. We will shout, hallelujah, we will shout, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus speaking said, he that told you have not asked for anything. It says, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. Listen, he that told you have not asked for anything, ask, he says, and you will receive. You don't need to receive things to have joy, but you need testimonies for your joy to be complete. It says, he that told you have not asked for anything, ask. Please let them bring it again. That you will receive, that your joy may be complete. That's why I sang that song that I'm singing now. That you will shout, hallelujah. You will shout, praise the Lord.
Stretch your hands towards me and just pray in the Spirit. I will go down my knees in 1 minute and make contact with your prayers. And that the God of all flesh, you don't have to kneel, just where you are.
Shelabarus kebanda brates keparuta sadaba. Skebarata Sadebarate Sodobala Hasena Malakata Sheprendes Keparuda Sadebaratas. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Father, let there be miracles, signs, wonders by the Spirit. Let the joy of your people be complete. Shibrandes Zazebakatosa Lika Parahasada Balakatosh. Impossible situations. Are you praying? Je pratos kedebaratos avia la barada barash. Soboroto pata ketebala katasa da brende kedebala daba. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He said, they among the hidden, the Lord had done great things for us. He says, the Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity like the streams of the Negev. In the name of Jesus, we declare by the Spirit.
We will shout,
Hallelujah. We will shout, praise the Lord. We will dance in the Spirit and rejoice forevermore. I will shout, hallelujah. I will shout, praise the Lord. I will dance in the Spirit and rejoice. Turning things around, yeah. All over, turning things around. All over, turning things around for my good.
That's what God is doing. We are praying over this request.
We will shout, hallelujah. You will shout, praise the Lord. You will dance in the Spirit and rejoice evermore.
Father, I declare over your people that the Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, you will see them no more forever. The Egyptians that plague you today, I declare upon you that you will see them no more forever. Prophetically, I stand upon this request. The same way I'm standing upon them, every challenge that has risen above you, I bring it under your feet now. I bring it under your feet in the name of Jesus. I bring it under your feet in the name of Jesus. Now please, I'd like you to receive the prophecy that I'm going to bring. But before then, Pastor, I come with your wife. Let me anoint you for the next level of power and efficiency.
We will shout, hallelujah. We will shout, praise the Lord. We will dance in the Spirit and rejoice forevermore. You will shout, hallelujah.
Ezekiel 47. And he showed me a river that flowed from the east side of the temple. And he measured 1,000 cubits. And it was to my feet. And then he measured 1,000 cubits. And it was to my knees. And then he measured 1,000 cubits. And it was to my loins. Then he measured 1,000 cubits and it was a river overflowing. And that everywhere that river went, the fish that was dead would come back alive. At every level of the anointing, there is room for more. I told you that the dimension and the quality of grace upon your life is what controls the possibilities around you. Thou anointest my head with oil, not my cup. It is my head that is anointed, but I see the result in my cup. I want to pray for you. I know the sacrifices that they have made. And I love them from the depth of my heart. He says, I long to see you that I may impart upon you some spiritual gift to the end that ye be established. In 1 minute, if you love them, stretch your hands. Speak every good thing you know that should come upon a man of God and his wife. Pray from the depth of your heart. Especially for those of you who are members of Ingathering, pray for your pastors. Fresh fire, oh God. Keep them. Let them be men of character. Keep them. The things that bring the great down separates them from it, oh God. Keep them at the cutting edge of your program in this city and in this region. Prosper them. Raise helpers, raise workers, raise faithful and loyal sons and daughters. Few more seconds, pray for them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you
for my dear son, Pastor Ike. Help him, oh God. You are the helper of men.
Oh, your lifting has come. Oh, your lifting has come. Oh, your rising has come. Oh, your help has come.
In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you and your dear wife, I measure by prophecy 1,000 cubits. And I shift you to deeper levels of impact. I leave a prophecy upon your lives. Rise to higher dimensions of kingdom influence. I open once again the gate of Asaba. And I prophesy to you, may the city hear your voice. John 17, Jesus spoke and he said, all that you have given me I have kept, and none is lost except the son of perdition. I declare that everyone that should come to you will come to you. I lay my hands upon you and I pray the grace that was upon Noah that made the animals come on their own, 2 by 2, 7 by 7, may that grace come upon you. Let it draw faithful men. Let it draw quality helpers. They will come to this ark of ingathering. In the name of Jesus, I declare the spirit of revelation multiplied upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy Psalm 112 upon you. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. I declare upon you that your seed shall be mighty upon earth, and that the generation of the upright shall be blessed. I speak upon you that wealth and riches shall be in your house. You belong to a family and a tribe that is mysteriously blessed. May that blessing flow to you. I pray that the spirit of revelation will rest upon you. You will walk in signs and wonders and miracles. The Lord multiply your influence. Your voice will not be short. I pray that the word of the Lord upon your lips will go to the ends of the earth. Your workers are blessed. All who are connected to this grace, you are blessed. The partners, the friends, the well-wishers, you are blessed. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I speak to you both that everybody that fights you goes down instantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God continues to lift you. You will ever remain students in the school of the Spirit. The Lord will make you men and women of formidable character. The Lord will bless you. You will lay up gold as dust. In this next season of your life, experience wealth and abundance. God will raise instruments to bless you. The Lord lead you, the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let me pray for everyone now. Son of man, can these bones live? And he said, only thou knowest. And he said, prophesy. I want to speak over your life even by the Spirit of God. Listen, let me encourage you. I think this is for someone. Make sure that you do not just bless the ministry alone. But according to scripture, you owe a responsibility to sow into the life of your man of God and his wife. This is not gibberish. I know that people have made merchandise of the gospel for selfish reasons. But the Bible says, he that ministers to you in spiritual things, he says to minister to the person in carnal things, the things that matter for their welfare. It is not some special offering that should be raised. It's part of a kingdom culture that you must train yourself in. That when God places pastors over you, that mentor you, that bless you, as he continues to lift you, both as partners and as workers and members of this great ministry, you owe a responsibility under God to see to it that their welfare and their well-being is given. It says that once again you minister to my need, not because I needed anything, but I wanted something that will abound towards your account. And because you have done this, he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Partners, practice it. Don't just sow into the life of the ministry alone. Sow into the life of Pastor Ike and his wife. Ensure that you make ministry easy for them. Do it with integrity of heart and without coercion. You can come as a company, as a family, and say, look, I'm committing myself that every month, this is what I'm giving. You can start from where you are. It can be 100 naira recharge card. And say, in Jesus' name, every month at least, let me put 100 naira recharge card into their accounts. And you will tap into that blessing. I'm seeing a serpent. I command that snake. This lady, I'm not seeing a human being. I'm seeing a serpent in the realm of the spirit. I declare, release that destiny now. My God, judge you. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, release this family and release this destiny. In the name of Jesus, lose everything you have tied in this family. And I declare that you pack your load and you go forever. And every demonic betrothal that has happened that is hijacking the destiny of this lady and her family, I curse you by the God of heaven. Every legal access upon which you are operating in this life, I declare in the name of Jesus. Bible says, blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us, that he nailed it to his cross. So on your mark, set, and you go out of this destiny now, never to return again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I pray for you? Father, every door that has been closed over your people, in the name of Jesus Christ, from tonight and hence, may that door be opened and remain open. In the name of Jesus. Can I speak over your finances? The grace that attracts helpers, attracts resources, and attracts opportunity for every one of you. I lay my hands on my head, and in the name of Jesus, may that grace rest upon you. Strange business ideas, strange opportunities. Some of you need jobs, may my God give you jobs. Some of you need business ideas, may God give you business ideas. Some of you need sponsors and helpers, may God raise them for you. I command that you prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your spiritual life. In a time when people's passion for God is going down and drying out, I pray like never before, fresh fire and hunger for spiritual things. In the name of Jesus, you will continue to love the Lord with all your heart. I pray for your families. Everything that represents shame and reproach, I declare it leaves you now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where it takes you a long time to take one step, I shorten your journey to destiny. By the spirit of prophecy, I introduce speed to your life. Speed, receive it. Speed to your destiny. Speed to your ministry. All those who are students here, I declare, the grace to do well, to excel, and to finish strong. May that grace come upon you. All of you who are trusting God for admission, I declare the wait is over right now. Those of you who are trusting God to graduate and finish well, in the name of Jesus, I release upon you the finisher's anointing. Go and excel in the name of Jesus. Every business that has been grounded here, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you by the voice of prophecy, and I declare between now and the next 3 months, in the name of Jesus, jack back to life. Every dead prayer life here, your passion for God, you started on fire from the beginning of the year, but right now it looks like everything has dried up. Fresh fire upon your altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone here or every family trusting God for the miracle of the fruit of the womb, by this time next year, in the name of Jesus, return with strange testimonies. in the name of Jesus. And every other thing you desire, mentioned or not, I release my faith with you. And I declare by the Spirit of the Lord that since your heart desired it, may your hands handle it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you here, you must enter the new year whole. You must enter the new year in peace. You must enter the new year in joy. No sound of mourning. No sound of lamentation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Ike, thank you so, so much. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you. I love you with all my heart. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. Thank all of you for your love for me and for the ministry. Thank you for supporting Pastor Ike and his dear wife. Please continue to love them. Pray for them all the time. Support them. Stand by them. Become faithful and loyal. Make sure that you are not a source of concern. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will honor you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We sincerely hope you were blessed by this message. For more information on how to contact the man of God, call the following number: 080-37-109981
or 080-685-90761.
Kindly visit and like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/.